This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Joyce Billingsley is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She enjoys winter weather and likes to focus on the comfort of coats. Let's go shopping with our English Rose.
My childhood memories are detailed and vivid. When I was about 4, I remember walking hand in hand with my mother up the lane toward home. It's one of my earliest memories, the leaf-strewn country lane we meandered along, without fear of traffic, and the comfort and companionship I felt with her. Odd moments like that have stayed with me a lifetime, and most seem to be in winter. I even remember the coat I wore. It was coarse ginger-brown tweed and had leggings to match. In the days before girls wore long pants, they were the standard we children of the late 1940s and 50s wore in cold weather. Not the skin-tight design of today's leggings. These were looser, silky-lined, and had elastic to secure them under the instep of our shoes. Another winter memory comes to mind of my sister and me being togged up for the long cold walk to school. We wore navy blue napcloth coats and berets. Mum knit us long scarves that she wound around our necks and up over our mouths to prevent chapped lips. She tucked the long ends under our belts, front and back, to keep us bound up in a cosy bundle. Our mittens were sewn one each end of a long elastic, threaded from sleeve to sleeve. She wanted to be sure we wouldn't lose them when out of her care. Around then, I had a thick grey-blue Harris tweed dress coat for weekends. Mum always bought the best quality clothing, supplemented by her own sewing and knitting. If she found a bargain coat in the annual sales, the fact that it was too big, she viewed as a bonus. It would last even longer, drowning me in the first year, fit the second, and be nipped the third. 3 years is a good life for a child's coat. Lately, I'm having a renaissance of sorts. On eBay, I found a beautiful moss-green Loden coat made in Austria. Loden is wool processed by shrinking it into a tightly woven felt-like fabric that's virtually weatherproof. The minute I saw it, I knew I had to have it. It's quite exquisite, yet practical with a hood. Wandering the streets of Florence in the 1970s, it seemed to me all the local young women wore just such a coat, with scarves draped around their shoulders. For a cool $70, that coat is now mine. I went shopping for a scarf, but 40 years later, moss green is out and only lime or hunter green are in, so I went online and found a vintage paisley scarf. I don't care if I am 40 years behind. The look is timeless and the quality speaks for itself. Then trolling through eBay, I chanced upon a casual duffel coat. It's almost exactly the same shade of blue as my dear old Harris tweed, and it has the same heft. Of course I had to get it, and once again I'm impressed by the workmanship. When I open the coat closet and feel the weight of these garments on their hangers, I'm recapturing a sensation from my past. Slipping either one on, I feel the safety and security from yesteryear, and confident enough to face the elements.
Joyce Billingsley now enjoys scouting around for her granddaughter's attire, both winter and summer. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.